This is GQDN for Monday, July 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Real good stuff. Yes, it is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got movie rights. Being locked in. We got some Nintendo news, and we got some Xbox news too. Speaking of Nintendo, we got a follow-up from last week's story. In fact, we talked about that on the weekly show, because according to Eurogamer, the FBI has now seized multiple ROM piracy sites, and the downloads that did result in $170 million in losses in just 3 months. So we know that they took down the NSW2U.com site, and the United States government, they confirmed that that was part of an operation that did impact a lot of different companies. In fact, they did share a statement on their website where they did announce, quote, the seizure of several online criminal marketplaces that had for more than 4 years. These are broken quotes, by the way. We'll just put it all together. The websites contain pirated copies of highly anticipated video games days or weeks before the official release date, between February 28, 2025 and May 28, 2025. Records indicate that 3.2 million downloads occurred on these sites from the most used download services. These actions resulting in estimated loss of $170 million. As a part of the action announced today, the FBI has obtained authorization to seize the domain on multiple sites to include NSW2U.com, NSWDI.com, Game-2U.com, BigGame.com, PS4PKG.com, PS4PKG.net, and MGNetU.com. These domains hosted and facilitated access to the pirated video games. Anyone visiting these sites will now view the seizure of the banner that notifies them of the domain has been seized by the federal authorities. The FBI would like to thank the Dutch FIOD for their assistance in this investigation. Now, this operation was the latest move in the ongoing crackdown that was going against the video game piracy, because earlier this year, Nintendo did win a legal battle against a French file-sharing company to storage. So apparently, this isn't just about Nintendo. In fact, it could be about Xbox too, but we're not going to talk about that. No, Xbox is hiring a department lead for Xbox graphics, according to Eurogamer again. And what they are saying is that, according to the LinkedIn post, they use some AI within the department. And that was Mike Massell's post that called for the experience with, quote, device drivers, GPU performance, or related validation of engineering system experience, end quote. And they did attach an image that did show a lady typing away on a computer, with the text displaying on the back of the monitor, brilliant. Now, that online post did get some negativity to it, and that's where Alexander Bertram Powell did write, quote, appreciate the preview of the care and attention to detail that make you a leader, end quote. But then Lois did follow up with that and said, quote, first layoffs, then post here for hire with AI slop. Wonderful work, Xbox, end quote. Now, Eurogamer did say that the post did come as a bad time because of the Xbox layoffs, which did affect Cinemax Online Studios, Rare, The Initiative, and more, Blizzard Entertainment. But it was also reported that Microsoft will be pushing the remaining employees to use more AI at work because of the layoffs. I'm sure we'll be speaking about this sometime. For some time there anyway. And probably this too, because the Xbox hardware, according to purexbox.com, isn't dead yet, but there are some changes coming. And that came from Digital Foundry, because we know that the ROG Xbox Alley will be coming here soon. And there's been some speculation about the future of the Xbox hardware. So the folks at Digital Foundry did do some talking about that. And they believe that Xbox is still going to make some hardware, but it will undergo some changes for the next generation. Now, Xbox did take some other quotes, which were quite lengthy, and they put it down a little bit more digestibly. So they'll be talking about Richard, John, and Oliver from the Digital Foundry, along some of the points that they made. And Oliver did talk about how they believe Xbox will become more like the Windows Surface. And that's where some of the manufacturers will produce Xbox systems rather than the next-gen console. Here's what Digital Foundry did say. Quote, "We see this in Windows space with the Surface devices where Microsoft participates in Windows ecosystem, but they're not necessarily only or the only players that in that ecosystem. They are one of many players in the ecosystem. The Xbox traditionally, with the last four generations of hardware, have been pretty strong or had a pretty strong vision. Here is an Xbox Series X. We're going to support it for a generation. It had a console, operating system. It had exclusive games. It will go toe-to-toe with PlayStation with competitive pricing. This isn't that, or at least to some degree, it's not that. In significant ways, it's not that vision," end quote. So, what's going to happen with the next console? That is going to be something to really take a look at. We know that the Xbox ROG Alley is coming, and we will be taking a look at that too through the different websites. By the way, Pure Xbox did say that some of the games will be leaving the Xbox Game Pass. Will be leaving the Xbox Game Pass, not losing, but leaving. And that is Flock, Mafia Definitive Edition, Magical Delicacy, Chica, T-C-H-I-A, The Cholesterol Protocol, The Case of the Golden Idol. They'll all be leaving July 15th. Now we go back to Nintendo. And if you're in Japan, only if you're in Japan, Nintendo wants to know what you think about the game key cards. So here's a couple of questions and some of the answers that are provided. For everybody else, it's more of a fun thing to do. Question one, did you know that Nintendo Switch 2 package software includes a game card called a game key card? Answers, I own game key card software. I don't own game key card software, but I know about it. I don't know about game key card software. Next question. Do you know anything about the characteristics of the game key cards? Please select all that you know. Possible answers. If you have downloaded the main game data, you can start playing without connecting to the internet. When playing the game for the first time, you will need to download the game data via the internet. Free space on devices, internal memory, or micro SD express card is required to download the main content. You can play the game on another console by downloading the game data and inserting the key card. You must insert the key card into the console and play the game. I never knew any of this. Last question. After reading the above explanation, if you wanted to buy a piece of software and there was a game key card or a download version available, which would you choose? Please choose the answer that applies. Here's the answers. I want to buy game key cards as much as possible. I would rather buy a game key card. I can't choose either. I would rather buy the download version. I want to buy the download version as much as possible. Which would you buy? The key card or the download? Well, WCCF Tech did say that Wild Hearts S will also be a Nintendo Switch 2. And this game did surpass the Xbox Series S in some of the scenarios. So there was a new comparison that was shared by the YouTube player, CYCU1, and that was based on the recently released or released playable demo. And they were looking at the Nintendo Switch 2 side by side with all the other console versions. And they were highlighting the differences between the different versions. Now, the Switch 2 version of the game did lose in some of the other terms of geometry and the details of environment, but it still looked very pleasant according to WCCF Tech. And that would include the haze that surrounds all the game's environments that were toned down quite a bit. And that did result in a sharp image despite of the lower resolution. Now, the Nintendo Switch 2 version did surpass some of the Xbox Series S versions in the game because they were supporting some higher quality resolution textures. And they were also highlighting how important it was to have more available RAM. And Wild Hearts S did also run at a higher frame rate than the Xbox Series S version, targeting 60 FPS, where the Xbox system was targeting 30 FPS. So that's where some of the Nintendo was kicking some of the Xbox butt. It does happen from time to time, but I know that Crafton wanted to kick somebody's butt because there were leaks about Subnautica 2. Once again, to WCCF Tech, because they admitted that Subnautica 2 was under development. Not was, but is. Because they had to say something, because all of these leaks were getting worse day by day. So Crafton did confirm that the leaked documents were showing the development progress of Subnautica 2. And by confirming that, a lot of the documents were confirmed legitimate, because in a statement to Eurogamer, they were saying that they were, quote, minimizing speculation, end quote. So WCCF Tech said, just to recap, just remember that 2 years ago, there were some unknown worlds that were being created by Crafton's subsidiary. And going back to November 2023, we were going to have a new Subnautica game to play by June this year. And that's where Subnautica 2 was revealed last October. But they are still working on it. Now, if you remember, back on July 2nd, Crafton did fire 3 co-founders of the Unknown Worlds. And those 3, Charlie Cleveland, Ted Gill, and Max McGuire, were replaced by Steve Papotis from the Striking Distance Studios. So, will we see Subnautica 2? I'm hopeful. I'm not hopeful for these. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that some popular 2023 PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 games, or a game, was deleted from the PlayStation Store quietly. And that was EA Sports FC 24. And that was pulled from the digital storefront over the weekend. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did check out the US and the UK stores, and they found no listing for the game. None. But they found pages of microtransactions that the existing players can still purchase. Yep, that did happen. Now we go to the esports corner. HLTV said that JL has joined HLTV and is confirmed for the Roster Mania Roundup. And that is Justinus Labuckius. And he has joined HLTV just to talk about why he had left or is taking a break from playing games and taking a break from Navi. So what will he say? We'll see if there's a follow-up tonight. But he'll have some interesting stuff. Like, this is interesting too, if you like old style monitors. PC Games N said there's a new retro gaming monitor, and if you want it, well, it does look like an old monitor. It is an 8-inch screen with 60 hertz refresh rate, and so 1024x768 resolution. That's some good resolution to it. And this retro gaming monitor is being crowdfunded right now. And it was spotted in the crowdfunding chain or page in Japan. And now it's spotted by Tom's Hardware. So it's on a 14-inch monitor, or it looks like a 14-inch monitor. And looks pretty accurate to me. I wonder if you could play some things on it, like maybe Dragon Quest VII Remake. WCCF Tech says it's in the works for 2026, maybe a 2027 release. Welcome to Rumorville, people. Glad to have you. Now, the remake is possibly in the works and could make its debut either next year or early 2027. And it's according to the rumors that's now circulating online. Now, if Dragon Quest VII ends up being remade, it could be on the 3DS remake, so it could have the 3DS to it, or it could be with the updated graphics instead of where it was shown on PlayStation originally. It could be, and this could be happening too. Eurogamer said that there could be a new Donkey Kong film because the copyright was registered by Nintendo. And it wasn't just registered by Nintendo, it was registered by Universal Pictures. Yes, it could. Now, would you watch it? You can let me know at Joe Brums. In fact, you can let me and Goldman know at Dawnforge on both Blue Sky and X. This has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.